Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 3.10. Yes-No Questions. Now, let's turn back to questions. In Unit 2, we learned about asking and answering who questions. Another very useful kind of question is the yes-no question. Compare the following English sentences. The first is a statement, and the second is the corresponding yes-no question. Anthony is cooking. Is Anthony cooking? In English, one very common way to make a yes-no question is to change the word order around, as in the example above. Let's compare the same two sentences in Haida and see what the changes are. Anthony kugagang. Anthony kugagang. Anthony's cooking. Anthony kuga. Anthony kuga. Is Anthony cooking? We can spot two changes here between the statement and the corresponding yes-no question. First, we've added the little word k or gu to the question. This is what we call the question focus marker. And second, the verb is in its basic form. Even though the question is a present tense question, it's asking whether Anthony is cooking right now, the simple present ending gung has been dropped. We see these same two features, the question focus marker k and the basic form of the verb, used in other present tense yes-no questions. Here are some more examples. Deung nan kuk aju. Deung nan kuk aju. Is your grandmother singing? Dan hrung kukhajang. Dan hrung kukhajang. Is Dan's father smoking? Jennifer kukidang. Jennifer kukidang. Is Jennifer gathering bark? To answer a yes-no question, we, of course, have to learn the words for yes and no. Here they are. A. A. Yes. Ang. Ang. Yes. Jaang. Jaang. Yes, of course. Ge. Gea. Ge. Gea. No. Ga anu. Ga anu. No. Genga. Ge'e. Genga. Ge'e. Of course not. As we can see, we have a few different choices. To say yes, the two most common ways are a and ang. The word a is more common among Old Masset speakers, while the word ang is more common among Alaskan speakers. Be sure to notice that a has low tone, while ang has high tone. To give a stronger positive response to a question, we can say jaang, which is like yes, of course, or yes, indeed. To answer negatively, the most common response is ge. Some Old Masset speakers also say gea, with the same meaning. That form doesn't seem to be used by Alaskan speakers. Another common way to say no is ga anu. To give a stronger negative response, Old Masset speakers will typically say genga, while Alaskan speakers will often say ge'e. These both mean no, of course not, or not at all. Here are some common exchanges using these new responses. Deung nan kuk aju. Deung nan kuk a Jew. Is your grandmother singing? Yes. Dan hrunk ochajang. Dan hrunk ochajang. Is Dan's father smoking? Ang. Ang. Yes. Jennifer kki dang. Jennifer kki dang. Is Jennifer gathering bark? Jaang. Jaang. Absolutely. When we answer a yes-no question negatively, there are usually two possibilities. The first is that the questioner has the right person, but the wrong activity. In that case, we can use one of our negative response phrases, and then a simple statement describing that the action that the person is actually doing. For example, Hul tlalqus heitla. Hul tlalqus heitla. Is her husband crying? Ge hul gusugan. Ge hul gusugan. No, he's talking. Jane was unquus kamda. Jane was unquus kamda. Is Jane's nephew trapping? Ga anu hul a dang. Ga anu hul a dang. No, he's seining. Karlqus hudang. Karlqus hudang. Is Carl gathering seaweed? Ganga hultanugang. Ganga hultanugang. Not at all. He's building a fire. The other possibility is that they have the right activity, but the wrong person. In that case, we'll want to identify who the correct person is. For example, Hulchenkuskutka. Hulchenkuskutka. Is her grandfather whispering? Ge hulka. Ge hulka. No, her uncle is. Tamnatkutai. Tamnatkutai. Is Tom's nephew weaving? Ga anu jima. Ga anu jima. No, Jim is. Steve kutatunskit. Steve kutatunskit. Is Steve doing laundry? Ganga Linda a. Ganga Linda a. Not at all. Linda is.